It's been quite a shock, Lewis, to discover its 3 weeks' notice period is very, very short. We're going to have to make a lot of decisions at business level at our family farm of what way forward we can go. We've been with Milan all of, well, the majority of my farming life anyway, so it has come as a real shock. But the broader problem I feel that the farming industry may have is there's a shortage of vets generally on the Isle of Man, with a number of the books already closed at these clinics. So I don't really know where we can go. It is all sort of up in the air at the moment. The animals welfare is obviously front and centre of all of this. It is critical that we do have that emergency cover one way or another. So it is very much we're in no man's land. The decision by IVC has come as a bit of a shock. I know that fellow farmers have said, you know, a lot of the prevention programs that have been rolled out by the Milan veterinary officers have been very good. So prevention is better than cure. So I can understand maybe a decline in some of the immediate treatments. But as far as the broader picture goes, you know, we've got a lot of schemes and programs that the vets undertake for us, routine work. So, yeah, we've got to keep up those accreditations. We need the vet to do it and also to cover the emergency care. It is really worrying time, Lewis.
And now it says, it talks about this decline in pastoral farming on the Isle of Man. Do you recognise that? Is that an ongoing issue?
Farming has changed over the years. There's maybe more bigger farms than there was once. There is a lot more help and support around, like I said, a preventional medicines rather than cures. So there's a lot of vaccine programs rolled out. There's a lot of herd health and flock health planning. So a lot less worm drenches used, a lot more rotational grazing and other methods that actually aid the animal's natural ability to fight against any diseases. And a lot of disease monitoring has been rolled out through the government. TB testing, we're clear of TB. You know, lots of things that come off the back of a disease, we're free from it. So there is probably less demand for treatments than you'd expect in maybe previous years. But that is all down to the good work that the veterinary officers have been doing for us, and with the farm planning that's sort of more in the forefront of agriculture now. It is a business rather than a way of life, as it's maybe been deemed in the past. Yeah, this prevention rather than cure is probably it, but maybe not a decline in the actual overall farm and businesses by huge scale.
Now, Kiri, what's the past 48 hours been like for you? Of course, there is just this 3 weeks' notice, but since you found out this news, what have you been trying to find out, and what provisions are you trying to put in place at the moment?
So it has been quite a shock. Naturally, we are obviously concerned about the immediate effect on our livestock. On the fourth week, you know, what are we going to do if we end up having an emergency birth in the middle of the night? Who do we turn to? I have made phone calls locally to other clinics, and, you know, some of the responses have basically been our books have been shut since 2018. We can't take on any, you know, further customers. They're also willing to support the farming community in finding a way forward. It is difficult. DEFRA has also been supportive of the agricultural community, saying that they will come together and try and find a solution for this problem. Immediately, it is critical that our animals are treated to the highest of welfare standards, and us as farmers are worried that, you know, we may fall short. You know, loss of life is like the last thing that we want, but it could be something that we are looking at.
And I know my colleague Christian, when speaking to Paul Costain, he mentioned about the mental health of farmers, and we're coming up to that time of year. Not only are we're heading into winter, but right before Christmas, to have this extra stress and those extra issues on your mind, what's it going to be like for those in the agricultural industry, do you think?
It is a huge worry. You know, people say, oh, you shouldn't be using the vet so much, but the vet is absolutely critical to farm business. Like I say, to provide that preventional measures or care, vaccines, whatever it may be. It's the unknown. Farmers like to have routine and structure. They need to know that there is going to be someone at the end of the phone. 3 weeks is a very short period. If we had a little bit longer, we may have been able to sort of take time to think through a method or come up with another way around it. But people are in panic mode, I think is probably the best way to describe it. I know friends and neighbours have called me and, you know, wondering what we're going to do. We're all very much in the same boat. It is really worrying times.
So, Kiri, just finally then, what is the outlook like? What are you hoping will happen over the next few weeks? What do you need to happen?
So yeah, in the next 3 weeks, yeah, so in the next few weeks, we've really got to come together as an industry to put our case forward. I get all of the relevant bodies and people on board to find a solution. We are going to have to come together to find a solution for this. I know that decisions from a bigger company that maybe don't understand the island's ways and methods over here may see things differently and may realise actually this isn't the right thing to do and retract, we hope. Possibly. But I know that DEFRA are working hard with the Manx National Farmers Union to pull the vets together to see what we can do in the short term anyway.
And like you've alluded to a couple of times, it seems like this decision has been made from overseas, from higher up. And it kind of goes without saying not to levy abuse at Milan vets themselves.
Oh, absolutely. The staff on the ground here on the Isle of Man have been absolutely fantastic for the whole time we've ever used them. They've been at our beck and call. They've been absolutely wonderful. They are absolutely distraught, the same as we are. We've had these working relationships sometimes. I've known my vet probably longer than some of my friends. It's a really, really key part of our industry and our farm and business. And we just do want to thank them so much for standing by us through this difficult time. We are trying to fight to support them too.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.